Gemara says, what are these bad things? She can't eat like hops. She can't eat. Humli, Rashi says. V'chazis, Rashi says, asovim shel zera tfua. That's the grass. V'aito, v'dogim, k'tanam, shouldn't eat small fish, v'yadoma, she shouldn't eat ground. Abayi roma, afilo kaira. She should not even eat pumpkin, she shouldn't eat. Or Rashi says, kaira means, okay, that's rach hagodah bedekel. That's like the bark of the palm tree. V'chavusha, she should not eat chavusha either. Rapapa roma, afilo kro, not even a pumpkin. V'kufra, and that kufra, she says, tomorrow mekatnusin, like unripe figs. Ravashiyama afilo kimcha v'hasna. She should not eat kimcha, Rashi says, kutach. That's a special dish that has some salt, milk, and oil in it. V'hasna, it's a dish of fish. Minayu. V'hasna. Now, the Gemara says, minayu paski chalba. Some of these things make a stop nursing, make stop the milk come. And minayu akri chalba. Some of them just make the milk a little bit black. Now, the Gemara says, the sham shiberechai, if anybody lives with his wife, by the Beirachai and by the mill, his Hevelei B'ni Nichvei. He'll have children that are Nichvei, Drashi, Vladish, Vassar, Bresham, Leiflim. They'll have miscarriages. The Misham Shei Alar, Yisam, lives with his wife on the ground, on the floor. Hevelei B'nei Shemutei. The Darko, the Beish B'nei Shemutei. Rashi says, Aruche Tzavar V'umum. They're going to have long necks. That's not nice. Now, the Darko Aldoma, the Chamra. If a pregnant lady walks over the blood of a donkey, Hevelei B'nei Girdino. It's also a sakona. She'll have, Rashi says, Odom shenimrat saris roishoi, hoi bagarev, kveis and mud in the kid she'll have. Too long, the hair will be too long. The yoch lechadla, pregnant lady that eats mustard, hevilo b'nei zuzloni, Rashi, rasanonim, there'll be fresses, chazes. The yoch lechadla, Risha eats tichle at the crest, hevilo b'nei dulfani. Dulfani, Rashi says, neim zolfas mayim, the eyes will always tear. The Yochlo Monino, Rashi says, Hurgla Lechel Dogum Katanim, it's small fish, Hevela B'nei Mutasiyenei. They'll always be blinking their eyes. The Yochlo Gargo, Gargushta, Rashi says, Adam, if they eat type of clay, Hevela B'nei Mechurei. They'll be like black kids. The Shoshi Shikha, if they drink anything Shikhar, is Hevela B'nei Uchmei. Also be like black ones, Chweshratis, right? The Yochla Bishra Vashashi Chamra, pregnant lady though that eats good meat and drinks wine, Hevelo B'nei Briya. Then she'll have healthy children. Kids that she should eat well. The Yochla Bayer, if she eats a lot of eggs, is Hevelo B'nei Yenino. Shashi Yenayin Gedolos, the eyes will be very big. The Yochla Kavri, if she eats fish, is Hevelo B'nei Chinani. She'll have B'nei Rashi Balachain, they'll be gracious children. The Yochla Kavsa, Apia, another type of grass or something. Hevelu b'nei is a yusna that look very nice. The yochlo kuspato, Rashi nulmish malaz, another type of food. Hevelu b'nei bisoni. They'll be like heavy people that have a lot of meat on them. The yochlo sroiga, if the pregnant wife, the pregnant lady, eats a sroigim, hevelu b'nei richni. Her children will smell very good. That was the mindset that brought the Shava Malka. This king's daughter, ochlo ba'ima, when his wife was pregnant with her, the mother ate esroiga, she had esroigim then. Now they had this, she had a daughter. Now the king had his daughter, the best perfume the king had around him was his daughter. His daughter smelled the best of all the perfume. And since his mother, when she was pregnant, had her mother who ate esroigim, that's why she smelled so good. Omer Rav Huna, Bodek Lon Rav Huna Bachinina. Rav Huna said that Rav Huna Bachinina asked him questions like this. What's going to be the case of Hiyoy Meres Lonik? If the wife says she wants to nurse a child, Vuayim, the husband says nothing doing, Shloi Lohanik, I don't want you to nurse a child. Locherish Shemim Lo. We listen to her, she has a right to nurse. Why Tsara the Dehu? Because it's her own pain, like there's milk in her breast, and if she doesn't nurse, it's too painful for her, so she has a right to say she wants to nurse. What's going to be though, Vuayim Lohanik, if the husband wants her to nurse? Via Meres Shloi Lohanik, she says, no, I don't want to nurse. Ma, what's the locher? So much of this. Kol heicha de lav urcha, wherever her minig is, not to nurse. Shemim lo. Then we listen to her. If she says she doesn't want to nurse, we listen to her. What about he urcha? And her family, the minig was to nurse. For who lav urcha? And his, the husband's family, it was not to nurse. My, what's the locha? Bosa the day as in the go bosa her, bosa him, that she does not have to nurse. I bosa the does in the go bosa that she should nurse. Is Pashitnalei, or is Pashitis Miho? In this halacha, we learned oily ma. When a wife gets married to her husband, she goes up with him. She takes the bedim and hug him. But v'yeni yered esimoy, she does not go down. She doesn't go down worse than he has. And Amar Rav Huna says, my crow, where's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, v'hi bulas baal, that she becomes a bulas baal. That means, baal yosef shabal, she only goes up. She takes the bedim and hug him of the husband. V'loi b'yiridosa shabal, and not to go down of the husband. So therefore, since her and hugim work to nurse, so therefore she has the right to nurse. And Rebbe Lazar says from here, from this part of the pasuk, says what? Ki hi hoy sa'im kochai. It means lechayim nitna v'lo letzah nitna. To get married after an isha goes up with husband is only lechayim for the better, for lo letzara not to go down. Right, then the Mishnah said, what's going to be the halacha of echnisa l'shivcha? So the Mishnah first said the malach is the work that a wife has to do for her husband. Then it says, what about if she brings in a shivcha? She does less. For the Gemara, Hoshar Avda. So the Mishnah says if she brings in only one shivcha, one maid, so then she doesn't have to grind anymore. For lo yaifa, and not bake, and not wash. But for the Gemara, Hoshar Avda, Mashma, the rest of the work, she does have to do. For the Gemara, why? Let her tell her husband, Ali Silucho is the Sobachikoi. Like I gave you a wife in my place. Like just like I would have to do all the work, but now I gave you a shivcha maid. Why can't the lady want her to do all the work? So Mar says, Mishum the Yomala, the husband can say back to her, Hartorcha Lididi Ulido. True. She's gonna work for me and for you. She's gonna work for me, for the husband and for herself. But Karmelidoch Matorach, who's gonna take care of you? In other words, now there are three people to take care of. So she'll do certain things, and you also have to do other things. Right, and the Mishnah says, Stein, if she brings in two maids, Einam of Hashem, she doesn't have to cook anymore, V'einam of Nika, she doesn't have to nurse. Of Hoshar Rav, the Mashem, the other things she'll have to do, she'll have to make the beds. For the Marva Tamale, why can't she say back to him, I brought you with another wife, the Torch of the Deal the Do, she'll take care of me and her. V'chod, and the second maid, L'didoch of the Do, to take care of you and her. So again, I should be freed from everything. Mishum the Yomla, the husband still says back to her, Kami Urchi Aparchi Mantarach. We're still going to have guests and visitors over, so I still need you to help for that. Sholosh, the Mishnah says that she brings in three maids, Einam Atzoyas Lamita, then she doesn't even have to make the bed anymore. For the more Vaito, Shara Avda, Mashm, other things she has to do. For the more wife, the Tamala, why can't you tell her, why can't you tell him, Ailas Lacho Achriti Liurchi Aparchi? I brought in a third maid. She's going to take care of the guests and the visitors. So you don't need me. I should be free from everything. So Mishnah Mar says, no, Mishnah the Yomalo, he says to her, Nofesh b'nei beisa, nofesh urchi parchi. The more people in the house, the more guests and visitors will be there. And now that we have four ladies in the house, three maids and my wife and me, five people in the house is going to be full of guests and visitors. So therefore I need you to work also, nothing doing. So therefore, the Gemara, if that's a Svari Hochi, is so, Afilu Abon Ami, even if she brings in four maids, then there's five ladies in the house, and a man, six. So of course there'll be more guests and more visitors. So how come the Mishnah says when she brings in four maids, then she's free, she can sit back and do nothing? And the Gemara says, Kibur Nofesh Lu, Misayin Adodi. Once she brought in already four maids, then they'll take care, they'll help out one another. Shan, Mashma three don't help out so much one another. When they have four ready, a whole team working together, then they can help out one another, that's enough. Then she could take it easy. Omer Abchone Vitemir Shumu Banachmeni. Loi Hechnisa Loi Mamish doesn't really mean that she has to bring in the maids with her. Elekivan Shuruya Leachnisa. As long as she has the money, she can afford it. Ava Pish Leachnisa, even though she didn't bring it in. Like if she could afford it, she's also parted from doing the work. And Tony, we learn like this, Tona, Echot Shechnisa Loi, whether she really brings in the maids, the Echot Shechimtsim Aloi Mishallah, whether she can afford it from herself, but if she has the money, she can afford it, she can also tell the husband, I'll pay someone to do the work, but you can't force me to do the work. Right, the Mishnah says, Abo Yeshevet Bekidro, if she brings in four maids, then she can just sit down, do nothing, take it easy. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bachanina, Omer Rav Huna, Afa Pi Sharmu, even though we learned Yosheves Bekitro, that she has the right to sit back and enjoy herself, he should know, but something she has to do. Avo Mezeges Lekois, she has to pour the wine for him. Humatsoyes Lesamita, she has to make his bed. Humachsoyes Leipon Yodav Raglev, she has to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. much like Rashi like I said before also, that you should never stand the idol doing nothing. Doing nothing, that's bad. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Chanina, Omer Rav Huna, kol melecha shishoyis labaylo, any melecha that a wife has to do for husband, nidois labaylo, even when she's a nida, she has to do it for husband. Chutz, excluding these three things, memzigas hakois, she's not allowed to pour or drink for him. For yatzoyes hamita, she can't make his bed. We'll soon see in front of him. For yachotza v'chotzas, v'chotzas pon of yodav raglav, and she can't wash his face, his hands, and his feet, even though she's not touching him. Just pouring the water there, preparing the water, she can't do either. For yatzoyes hamita, making the bed, amarovle amornele b'fonim. It's only if the husband is there. Havashloy b'fonim leslambo. But when the husband is not in the room, then she's allowed to make the bed, make the sheets, even when she's in either. And while we're saying now when she's a nida, she can't pour something for her husband. And the same thing back, we owe the husband can't pour something for his wife. Now Shmuel, when Shmuel's wife became a nida, his wife used to make a shinui. She would pour it with her left hand. That's the loch. You're allowed to handle it with your left hand. That's all right. Abaya's wife made a shinui. She put it on top of the barrel. Rav Abaysadia. Rav's wife put it Abaysadia on the side. Rashi's Murashasim. She put it by near his head. Rav Papa Rashashifra. Papa's wife put it on the stool, the footstool. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bachanina. Omer Rav Huna. Hakil Mashoy Mifnei Hashamish. When you have a waiter, you don't have to feed him right away. You have to let him wait, eat later. Chutz mi bosa v'yayin. But when the waiter is serving meat and wine, you can't let him go without eating. Like once he has a tie, if he smells it, it's not nice, too much sour pain, not to let him eat from it. And Omer El Chizda, bosa shomen, it means fat meat, v'yayin yoshin, old wine. And Omer Rava, bosa shomen, fat meat, kol hashanakulu, the whole year round. If you have a waiter, you have to let him eat from it. Yayin yoshin, old wine, v'tkufas tamis. That's when the smell goes out and it'll bother him if he can't drink it. Omer Rav Onen Bar Tachlifa, Hevikim Nekayim De Mashmuel. I was in front of Mashmuel, V'yasli Tavshil De Ardi, and he brought in front of me this Tavshil of Ardi, this type of mushrooms. Now V'ilav D'yoyevli, if he wanted to give me to eat from it, it's Tachne, I would have had a Sakana. Because he smelt it, he had a Tav to eat it. If you don't need it, you come a Sakana. Omer Rav Ashi, Hevikim Nekayim De Rav Kana. I was in front of Rav Kana, V'yasli Gagli De Delifta. He brought in front of me some turnips. The chola that was in vinegar, the lav the yoyevli. If he didn't give me teeth from his tach, they would have become a sakana. Rav Papa Rama Afilo Tamrisa the chananisa. Even if he has what dates, also the chananisa. If you don't give him teeth, Rashi tomorim shmeina fat dates. Now chola the milsa. What's the general rule here? Kol the yisla reich. Any food that has a good smell, a good odor, the yisla kiyu, it has some sharpness to it. If a waiter or somebody smells it, you have to give him teeth from it. If you don't give him teeth from it, the person smells it, there's a sakana. Avua bari uminyumi bari. These two people, chad sofi mikol mina mina. One used to give any food the waiter waited on would give him some teat. The chad sofi mechad mina. One would only give his waiter one food, not more. Mar mishnoi Elio b'hadayu. The one that let his waiter eat from every type of the food, Elio Navi spoke with him. Umar lo yishnoi Elio b'ado. But the other one that only let his waiter eat from one food, not from all of them, Elio Navi didn't talk to him. Hanu tatin chasidim, two chasidim. V'yamul osam say Rav Mori Rav Pinchas, v'nei Rav Chizda. Mar kodim v'sofi, one went fast to give his waiter to eat. Or mar ma'achas sofi, and one after the waiter served, then he gave the waiter to eat. Is the kodim sofi liyo mishtoi badayu, the one that gave his waiter to eat right away, Elio, and we spoke with him. The mi'achas sofi, the one that waited to give his waiter later, lo mishtoi liyo badayu, Elio, and we didn't talk with him. Amemru Mazutra, Rav Ashi Eviko Yosef Apitzcha Devei Azar Gamalka. They were once sitting in front of the door of the king of Azar Gamalka. Cholef Yosef Latru Nidga Gamalka. The waiter, the butler of the king, was passing by with the dish of the food for the king. His chazi Rav Ashi LeMazutra, Rav Ashi Sodo Mazutra, the chover turned pale, the chover ape. Like Vice says, he smelled the food and he turned pale. In Shokla, yes, no, he did. Shokla, Tzvusa, the fancy king's dish. He put his thumb, he put his hand inside the dish, on the chlei b'pume, and he put his finger now near his mouth, and he got better. So I called upon him, he ruined the king's dish. His omelet, he said to him, Astaratul Sadus de Malka, you were mastered, you ruined the king's portion. What do you do here? Amalei, amai tevel hachi. What do you do this for? Amalu, he said, man di yavar hachi, toslam alchad amak. Whoever did this ruined the king's food. Amalei, amai, why? Amalu, dover achar chazoi. He said, you know why I did it? I saw dover achar chazoi bay. I saw like a pig's meat was there. Something bad was in the king's food. That's why I pulled it out. Vodku, so they checked out the food. They didn't find anything wrong with the food. Nothing doing, you're phony. So what he did was, shoklets bosa, he took his own finger, anachalein, and this was Ravashi put his own finger on the food, anachalein, amalei, hocha, mi batriso, did you body care where my finger's in the food? Vodku, so they checked out that piece of the food, ashkecho, and they found the takach, a piece of a worm or a pig they found there, something bad. Skitza, and this happened. His omla rabbonin, my time is samkas anis. They told Ravashi, how come you samkas anis? Like you know, we know really nothing was there. How come you made a nace happen here? Omalahu, chazoi ruchet tsaras akoporchiloyu. I saw the way the ruach of the tsaras is standing around me. So there was nothing to make him drop a piece of tsaras there. Skitza, so that's the way he was saved. Alright, we'll stop here. So my.